Thanks for joining us today on the Addictive Marketing Podcast. I'm Terry Sun, Chief Strategy Officer at White Rhino, and I'm here with Mark Needham from Combinon. His company specializes in website content management tools tailored to the unique needs of hospital websites. Mark and I were chatting the other day about the recent news on the Facebook tracking pixel and wanted to open our conversation up to a broader audience. As a reminder, anything we share today should not be taken as a recommendation or formal assessment. Please always consult your legal and compliance team. So Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited. As I mentioned in the run-up here, this is my first ever podcast. So I'm excited to be here.
Let's kick it off by breaking the issue down a little bit. Mark, could you kind of sum up what's been going on over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think it's less to do with the last few weeks, I think. And it's actually, this is an issue. So just a little bit of my background. I worked on the client side. I worked for Scripps Health for almost 10 years, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and I've worked in a variety of other healthcare organizations. And this is something that has been something we've been aware of and something that's been an issue for at least 12 years that I've been dealing with it. So the central issue is that people love giving Facebook data, because the more data that you can give Facebook about what people are doing on your website, the more accurately you can target your ads, the more you can break down those different groups into audiences that you can market directly to on Facebook and Facebook other sites that they have ad relationships with. And so there's a real incentive to pop that very innocuous seeming Facebook pixel onto your consumer facing website or some of your other consumer facing properties and give Facebook access to your consumer's behavior and to your patient's behavior. And in return for that, obviously you get much more, like I said, granular and effective targeting mechanisms. So what's actually happened in the last few weeks is a lot of hospitals and healthcare systems have been doing this for a long time, and some journalists took it upon themselves. And there was, I think, an open source project behind this where there was an uncovering of just how many hospitals had been putting this pixel on their websites and just how much data was being sent over to Facebook.
You mentioned this has been an ongoing issue, and I think it's not cut and dry that there's a benefit of this personalization, as you mentioned, but also how do we balance that with maintaining consumer privacy and trust?
Yeah, I think as healthcare marketers, I think we have a big responsibility to our patients. Obviously, we're not, you know, we all have information-rich websites and we all attempt to meet people in times of crisis and meet people in times of need with great information, right? Education and support and all the things that they need to get through critical and difficult situations. As much as we're all doing that out of a benevolent point of view, we're also doing that because, you know, our job as healthcare marketers is to generate referrals and generate new patients for our systems and for our hospitals, needs of our users, and to really act as good stewards of the faith that they're putting in us.
I think some of the silver lining here is I actually think the healthcare industry has the opportunity to show other industries how to do this well, because it's years ago. We started to see laws like GDPR. State of California came out with certain data privacy laws that a lot of companies in the business space, the technology space, quickly acted on. And you probably don't go to a website today without seeing a cookie acceptance policy, where you first get to the site, you see a little banner pop up from the bottom of the page or the top of the page, and they're asking, do you accept our policy? And part of that was to help prevent users that don't want this data to be tracked and used to be able to stop that activity. So if someone says they don't accept that policy, we limit what we actually track and we limit certain pixels and information from firing. But I think what's interesting is that those traditional blanket policies, do you accept our cookie policy, still requires someone to go into your privacy policy, read what that's about. And I think the healthcare industry has a big opportunity here to really step up what those privacy policies look like and to, in essence, maybe create a new type of contract between their organization and consumers that can maybe actually set the bar for other companies. And curious, Mark, what you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right. And I think having worked in healthcare for a long time, I think it's going to be something that is going to be thrust upon us. And I think it's something that the environment itself, and you look at moves that both Google and Apple and other organizations have taken in recent years, and they understand that there is, people are appalled. It's a running joke, right? It's a running joke that, oh, you know, I'd search for a pair of shoes one time and all of a sudden I spend the next 6 months running away from ads with in everywhere I go about these shoes. But it's a different thing when it's your health and it's potentially sensitive conditions and it's, you know, things that you expect some degree of privacy. And so I think a lot of us, you know, just click agree or click out of the cookie warnings and the GDPR warnings as we're surfing the web. And I think we're conditioned to do that so much that it doesn't even register when you're on a site where you might be giving up more than you're prepared to give up in exchange for that information. And so I think the onus should be on healthcare marketers and should be on those of us that, you know, manage these properties. But I think the other side of that is we might not do the right thing quickly enough. And so I think what's ultimately going to happen is Safari and Chrome and all of the other browsers that people are viewing these sites on are going to do it for us. They're going to actually bar our collection of this information. They're going to make sure that the users are protected from not intentionally indiscreet things that we're doing, but things that we might be doing that aren't in the best interest of our consumers without even realizing it. Obviously, there were a ton of organizations that were kind of exposed as part of this this research that the journalists did that are doing this, right? And I don't think any of them had bad intentions. I don't think anyone thinks, oh yeah, I'm gonna screw my patients over by putting this pixel on my website. I think it's, you know, we're trying to do our jobs more effectively and here's a tool that everyone uses. And you know, you don't necessarily connect the two thoughts. And so I think things like that probably happen in a lot of different spaces. And I think the answer is it will be taken out of our hands. And so I think what really needs to happen is those of us that want to do our jobs effectively need to be aware that this is coming and coming fast. And I think things like this incident these past couple of weeks is going to accelerate. It's going to accelerate the pace of change, right? It's going to accelerate the need for consumer privacy. It's going to accelerate, like you said, you had talked about blind implicit consent. It's going to just remove that from our hands. And so we just need to be ready to react to the new environment. And we need to kind of build tracking mechanisms and build effective campaigns on top of a very different landscape. So, yeah.
You mentioned how the browsers and some of these tech companies are stepping up to help with this. And I think that's a good point to underline is that there are a lot of tools out there today that healthcare marketers can use to address this if they're scratching their heads wondering, how do we address this as an organization? And Google, for instance, for those that use Google Tag Manager, has its own cookie consent policy out of the box that you can use and integrate into your site. Or there's other tools that you can invest in to run this. So there's a variety of options for healthcare marketers to go to. But I always liked to, you know, when my clients have asked about this, like to talk about how the first step is to determine what are the features that you want there? What's your policy that you want? And talk to your legal team about that, right? Set a policy as an organization on how you think about consumer privacy and data, and what are the rules of engagement that your organization wants to uphold? And then you can find the right tool to be able to deliver on that policy that you've set.
That's so hard though. And I mean, I say this with the scars of having worked in large bureaucratic organizations for many years, and reduce your overall marketing cost to do this effectively. So it is difficult.
One of our clients, when we spoke recently with their compliance director, and had a really interesting viewpoint on HIPAA, and gave us a good download, good education on the ins and outs of that. And we talked a lot about different ways in which website personalization might be in breach of HIPAA or not. And you know, what we really agreed as a team was that as long as we're thinking about the consumer first, And if we're putting ourselves in their shoes and thinking, would I want my data shared or used in this way? Would I want this type of way to approve use of pixels on the website for tracking my data? What we always found is that we always ended up doing better than HIPAA. So you could go by HIPAA and try to abide by that, and then you're kind of operating out of fear. Or if you just put yourself in the consumer's shoes, you start to make decisions that make it really easy to not just comply with HIPAA, but even do better, I think.
Yeah, HIPAA, obviously it's such a broad set of rules, and it becomes that, you know, bogeyman that lives in the closet that we're all scared of. But do you have examples of that?
I think a good way to think about that is to bring it back to the issue at hand in terms of the pixels, the Facebook pixel, and these cookie policies that you can put on your website. You can put a banner that says, we use cookies. If you want to learn more, go read this long privacy policy. Well, if I'm a consumer, just tell me what you're doing. Give me a little more visibility. Be transparent. We talk about transparency in healthcare a lot. So a more user-centric way of doing this is alerting someone. So having the banner that says, we use cookies on this website, but giving the person the option to pull that up, to understand the different types of cookies and pixels that you have on the website, what the purpose of each of those are, and not in a let's list every pixel and cookie that we use on our website, but put them into categories, bucket them into essential functions of the business that are not shared with third parties, and then third party cookies and why to use those, and then allow consumers the choice to opt in or out of that, give them control. That's what I want as a consumer. And so again, if you put yourself in the consumer's shoes, you're going to actually end up making decisions that are more forward thinking. So I think it's, people don't need to be scared of this. It's not about locking things down. It's more about being transparent about what you are doing and giving consumers control. If consumers have control and they can say no, right? Giving them the option to say, no, I don't want that. But if you're also being transparent about what it is and the value it brings to them, and you've done a good job, which most healthcare marketers do, to your point, the intentions are good. If you've done a good job, then that consumer is getting information, ad promotions, whatever it may be, at a time in which they need it. It's information that they need in the moment they need it. It's something I call customer serendipity, this idea that it feels like a nice surprise, but it was carefully orchestrated on the back end, and the intentions were good, and it shows up when you need it. But again, you have the ability as a consumer to opt out of that and say no if you want. And so I think there's a real opportunity that this can work. We just all have to get a little more focused and be more transparent, and work with our IT and security departments to figure out what the right approach is.
Yeah, I love the idea of kind of planned serendipity. That's a really, I love that term. It's a great idea. And it is. I mean, there's so much in life where, you know, like Disney excels at this, right? Kind of those magic moments that are, you know, painstakingly planned behind the scenes and, you know, part of these kind of big journeys that they've taken you down without you even realizing you've gone down. It's kind of, it's great to be able to put our patients in those positions. So yeah, it's really cool. I guess I don't share your optimism. Not, this is a really weird thing for me to say because I'm generally a very optimistic person, but I think if you can do all these things and you're obviously doing the right thing by doing those things, I think the issue is if patients really understand how you're sharing their data and they really understand what the consequences of that are, right? Like the long-term storage of this and the attachment to their who they are, their online kind of identity and the attachment to all these other areas of their life, I think 95% of consumers would probably opt out of that.
I think that's so true. It's our jobs as marketers to take that that's a very serious responsibility, especially as we move into more personalization and more use of digital services. There's a lot of great benefits that can come from that, but there's so much harm that can come from that as well. And when you start to even think about things like bias in AI algorithms, and right, that's a whole nother podcast on its own. But it is our job. And just like as healthcare marketers, we say, let's make sure the language on our website speaks to appropriate reading levels for the audiences that we're targeting. We also need to think about things like our data privacy policy in the same way. How are we communicating in a way that it makes it understandable, approachable, and easy for consumers to decide for themselves? So Mark, at Combinat, you run a web CMS for healthcare organizations. So how do you approach these issues?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked. It's like I said, I was on the client side for a long time, and we actually used a number of the organizations I worked for, a platform called Sparkle, which Combinat makes. It is, and this is, like I said, this is something that has been coming for a long time. But one of the things we've always looked at is either first party cookies, so cookies that are generated by our website and don't share data with outside sources, or entirely self-contained journeys, right? We can track someone from that click, from a referral source, from a Google ad or a Facebook ad or anywhere else that we're marketing to people, and not have a connection back to that platform necessarily. And so Sparkle, the platform we manage right now, isn't just a content management system. It's also we manage call centers through it and contact centers. We have a CRM on the back end, and the full thing is integrated into electronic medical records. And so what we're able to do is really understand when a click becomes a phone call, and when that phone call becomes a lead, and when that lead then goes on to become a patient. And so what we can do is anonymize that data and then pass it back upstream. And so we can pass that back upstream just into the marketing to optimize the marketing, or we can anonymize that and attach it to a Google click ID or a Facebook tracking ID without sharing all of that information, but to share kind of positive or negative, you know, this became a conversion or this became a lead, and pass that back into those platforms to allow them to optimize the work they're doing, but doing most of the data tracking and analysis and optimization internally, and kind of keeping hold of that data and allowing us to have that closed data environment that, you know, then we can really be the stewards of that patient data in a meaningful way. Because I think, you know, you have to be aware that these platforms, the third-party platforms, you know, they can go through changes of heart, they can go through changes of ownership, and that pool of data that we've fed to them over the years can become, you know, can become used for something entirely different than we intended it for. And, you know, I mean, we're hospitals and health systems, we're no better or worse stewards of that data ourselves. And obviously hospitals have data breaches all the time, and, you know, hospital data centers are, you know, just any other data center. But I think keeping it mixed in and keeping it under the same lock and key as you keep other PHI and keep, you know, your electronic medical record data is an important thing to do. And I think then also it removes the need for that conversation that we were talking about with IT or legal, because you're saying, okay, well, we're taking this data, we're collecting this data, we're not giving it to third parties, we're putting it in the same secure, you know, the same secure region as you're putting all this other data. And so it becomes a one of many instead of an outlier. And so the companies that we're seeing that are using Sparkle are very, very well positioned for, you know, when Safari and Chrome completely turn things off and they say, no, you can't use any cookies. And at that point, and I think even now, they're better positioned than their competitors to capture those leads and to capture those new patients.
You know, it sounds like a platform like this really allows marketers to take advantage of the great things that you can get from personalization without the disadvantages you get from compromising data privacy and trust of the consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the only thing I'd mention is it doesn't require completely cutting out third parties. Like I said, you can drip feed them the information that your organization is comfortable feeding them. Google does terrific things with its own optimization and is able to do amazing things with your campaigns when it knows who converts. And so if you can feed them that conversion information, but not, you know, not by compromising your patient's privacy, if you can feed them that conversion information, you still get the benefits of their very, very sophisticated optimization algorithms, but without, you know, compromising anything. So you're still the owner of that data. You're just sharing what you need. You're kind of giving them a little glimpse of what they need to be valuable to you. So yeah.
Yeah, that's something I want to highlight. I think there's a lot of even potential misunderstanding on the consumer side, but even among marketers, not always clarity on what data is actually. And I've had a lot of clients ask me, what data is actually being shared in a pixel. And even with a Facebook pixel, there's different levels to, and it's not that just because a pixel, a third party pixel is being used, that your entire patient record is getting shared with Facebook. But you know, some organizations were using a level of the Facebook pixel that would share a little bit of information from form fills. But a lot of organizations were using a more basic form of the Facebook tracking pixel, which really transfer, it still transfers information. So you still have to give transparency to consumers about what you're doing, but it transfers your IP address, maybe gets a little information about the page that you're on. So you could still triangulate that, you know, this person with this IP address is looking for a certain type of healthcare. So that's not good either, but I think it's important to realize that it's not like entire patient records were necessarily being shared with Facebook. And then to your point, with the right tools, you can have control over what does get shared, and you can give your customers control to say yes or no to that as well.
Yeah. And you're right. It wasn't entire medical records, but I was surprised to see, you know, having looked at this in the past, I was surprised to see just how much information was being passed in some cases. And it's, were that my information? And I'm sure in some cases it was my information because I use patient portals just like anybody else. So it's a little shocking. And I think the ultimate effect of this and the ultimate outcome of this will be positive. I think it'll ultimately be a win for patient privacy. I just hope it doesn't come at the expense of organizations that have made legitimately innocent mistakes, and for the most part. And it'll be interesting to, like I said, see where it goes.
Yeah, and I think you'd have the right attitude, right? It's being, you know, being humble about and honest about, we don't all know, right? As much of an expert in a lot of these things, I think I may be, I don't have all the answers. None of us have all the answers. To your point earlier, consumers are going to help us understand what is important and what's acceptable and what's not. So it's going to be a learning experience. And I think if we all keep that attitude of not assuming that we have the answers, but just asking, and again, going back to put yourself in the customer's shoes, as you know, as you've done a lot today. And is this something you'd be comfortable with? Is this something that your, you know, a family member would be comfortable with? And with that, we can make good, positive progress forward.
And I think the trick is going to be navigating it in a way that still allows us to do our jobs effectively.
Well, thanks, Mark, for joining me today. I feel like we should probably have a follow-up in a month or two, because I'm sure a lot is going to evolve around this conversation.
Yeah, no, it's been an absolute pleasure.